Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, I hope you had a great weekend. I'm Scoot, joining us on our show today. A lot of great bumper music. We got a lot to talk about today. And it's one of those like rainy Mondays, and you know, it's kind of nice to have the rain because we don't have the heat. And I'm glad you're with us. Once again, welcome those of you who are streaming the show anywhere on your phones, your tablets, and your computers. The NYPD officer who was involved in the chokehold death of Eric Garner has been fired. Are you gaining confidence that police departments across the country are now doing a better job of policing the police? We'll be talking about that this afternoon. Also, I saw a movie over the weekend, and not a lot has come out about this movie, but I loved it. The movie is Blinded by the Light. It's a movie about a Muslim teenager who is inspired by the lyrics of Bruce Springsteen to overcome obstacles and to pursue his goal of becoming a journalist. And there are no names in it. It's an independent film. It got a standing ovation. It was very, very successful at the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah earlier this year. And honestly, I was so touched by the movie in so many ways. It's a comedy. It's a drama. There are some times that it really tugs at your heart. I wrote a review about it. That's going to be posted on our website at WWL.com. And if you haven't seen it and you don't hear a lot about it, first of all, if you like Bruce Springsteen, you're going to love the movie. And there's something so ironic about this this American artist having such an impact on a Muslim teenager's life who is living in Britain. And he's from Pakistan. So it's just a really interesting setup, and it's based on a true story. I mean, if you would have walked into a movie producer's office and said, hey, here's my idea for a movie, they'd kick you out if you gave them this idea. So I don't even think that if it were not true, I don't even think it would have been made. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. We will get back into, I guess, you know, there's been so much talk about the death of Nancy Parker, and we're really not finished talking about that. And I guess the main question is why the death of a New Orleans anchor journalist has meant so much to so many people. You know, this was a national story over the weekend. And we have seen stories from other cities where we've heard about a journalist, a reporter, TV personality killed in the line of duty, doing their job. They were killed. And we think, oh, that's really sad. But it doesn't really touch us. This touched us. And it was such a shock that I think it's important to talk about why the death of Nancy Parker meant so much to so many people. We'll get to that here in just a few minutes. Also, over the weekend, we have been expecting this for a long time. Louisiana's first and only female governor, Kathleen Blanco, passed away. And she struggled for a while. It seemed like it could happen at any time. She was dealing with an aggressive form of cancer, but she hung on longer than a lot of people thought. But she did pass away. You know, Kathleen Blanco, I was not here when Kathleen Blanco was governor. And therefore, I don't have firsthand knowledge of dealing with her in the media. But I do know this, and I did notice this from another city. I was in Denver at the time. And I did notice that she was highly criticized for things that happened because of Katrina. Highly criticized by the George W. Bush administration. But yet, she felt like she was used as a scapegoat. And then maybe a lot of it had to do with the failure of the administration. And there was no doubt that the Bush administration was reluctant to get involved right away. It's sad that it took that lesson to learn. It took that moment to learn a lesson. But that lesson has been learned. And the way the government responds to disasters is different now. And I have to go back and think it is because of that. Here was Kathleen Blanco talking about the Superdome after Katrina.
Every time I looked at the Superdome with the roof just ripped across it, it was the symbol of despair. And I thought, if we drive around every single day looking at the symbol of despair, we're all going to despair.
She also talked about how destructive the dome looked, even from the inside.
Every square inch of it, the ceilings, the seating, the walls, every square inch of it was now covered with mold and mildew, and it was really, really a nasty place.
You know, even though I wasn't here during those moments, I was in pain watching what this city was going through, my city was going through. And to see the Superdome in that condition, to see what had happened inside and outside, to see what had happened to people was very hard to watch. And I can only imagine how difficult it was for them to deal with that. And many of you have memories that come back because of Kathleen Blanco's death. But it was the sudden death and tragic death of Fox News reporter and anchor, award-winning journalist Nancy Parker late Friday that sent just a grief-stricken chill through the greater New Orleans area. Reaction to the news of the death of this beloved TV personality and journalist was accented by the sheer disbelief that something so horrible would happen to the treasured Nancy Parker. With so many words spoken, none seemed comforting enough to satisfy those who worked with her, knew her personally, or knew her through their relationship of having Nancy in their homes every day watching the news. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell captured what many people felt when she said New Orleans did not just lose a five-time Emmy-winning journalist, but also a familiar, comforting face on our TV screens. We also lost a mother of three, a beautiful human being, and an invaluable member of our community. Saints quarterback Drew Brees tweeted out, "My heart goes out to the family of Nancy Parker, a beloved reporter and news anchor in New Orleans, a wife and a mother of three. Thoughts and prayers to all during this time." Sometimes the only comforting thing is to say that somebody dies doing what they love to do. And Nancy Parker died doing what she loved to do. She was working on a story about a local stunt pilot, Franklin J.P. Augustus, who also died in the crash. They were in his stunt plane, a bi-wing Pitt S-2B, small bi-wing stunt plane. He was unique, and he billed himself as the only black civilian airshow acrobatic pilot in the country. His loss will be felt as well. Maybe not by the mass audience that knew Nancy Parker. But Franklin Augustus was a civil rights activist who really worked on introducing young blacks to the idea of flying. You know, if you grow up in certain neighborhoods, there are certain dreams that are not your dreams. And everybody should be able to dream big and dream about everything and doing anything. Doesn't mean you're going to reach that goal, but everybody should have those dreams. And Augustus's goal was to show young black males that it would be possible that they could fly too. He was a strong anti-drug activist. Both lives lost in that crash, in that small biplane last Friday, will impact individuals and an entire community. After takeoff, Augustus reported that he was experiencing engine trouble. Immediately contacted the tower, was cleared to land. So in the process of turning around to land, witnesses reported hearing engine trouble, and the plane hit the ground and caught fire. What is most extraordinary about the reaction to the loss of Nancy Parker is how deeply people were touched, and also a sense of personal loss from people who didn't even know her. Grieving over the loss of a beloved TV personality is a testament to how closely audiences feel to the TV and radio personalities that become part of their everyday lives. Nancy Parker had been part of the Fox 8 Morning News. There were other personalities in the studio and on the field, but Nancy's innate ability to create a personal bond with the audience is not common to every TV personality. She was special, and many who watched her and invited her into their homes every morning, may not have really understood just how much she was part of their lives until she died. But when faced with the reality that she would forever be gone in their daily lives, they realized how much she was part of their lives. TV personalities, radio personalities too, we watch, we listen. They become part of our lives. For everyone who watched the Fox 8 Morning News, Nancy Parker's voice and visual image became comforting and a predictable part of their daily routine. And on the days Nancy wasn't there, something was missing. Beyond just being there every day, Nancy Parker was a special person. She was not just on TV. She was a mother. She was a person filled with compassion for people. And those qualities were part of her on-air persona. Many people are just on TV. Nancy Parker had the unique ability to touch individuals in the audience and make them feel like she was talking to them. Her personality was warm, and yet her journalistic instincts were sharp and never shrouded by the sincere compassion she had for humanity. The first time I met Nancy Parker, she was so excited to tell me that she was a regular listener to this radio show. And at that moment, I felt, if this woman is listening to my show, I must be doing something right. We didn't have to work with her or even know her personally to feel something significant is now missing in our lives. Rest in peace, Nancy Parker. If you would like to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. It just occurs to me that the incredible emotional grief that erupted in this entire area when the news broke that it was Nancy Parker, it seems that that just says a lot about how we bond with some people in the media. And also, we can talk about the death of Kathleen Blanco. All right, if you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And also, do you think that when it comes to Kathleen Blanco, do you think that George W. Bush threw her under the bus? We can talk about that as well. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. It was a tough weekend. Nancy Parker was killed in a tragic accident on Friday. Former Louisiana governor, first and only Louisiana governor who's a female. Kathleen Blanco passed away. Also, I got a text here. You know, I did forget to mention C.J. Morgan. He was a local DJ. I really didn't know him. And, you know, as close as you might think this industry is, sometimes there's just some people in the business you don't meet. And I know there's some people who have never met me, even as I've been around for a long time. But thoughts for C.J. Morgan and his family. And then John Walton recently, if Walton and Johnson passed away. Look, as much as I would love to just ignore all this, psychiatrists will tell you that it's okay to talk about it. And it's kind of good to not just brush it over. And I don't want to belabor the point, but I think it's just interesting when you think about these people who are in radio and television, so touched our lives that maybe we don't always realize how important those people are to us until something happens. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870 and our text is 870-870. Here's a quick update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. From what you've seen so far of the Saints in the first two preseason games, are you encouraged or discouraged? 60% say encouraged, 40% say discouraged. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Scoot, I felt compelled to call because of the loss of Franklin Augustus. Franklin worked for me, maybe 30, 35 years ago in my law firm, and he was an investigator, but he was so much more than that. He was a decent, good human being, and he used to come to my house and teach the kids around the neighborhood karate, believe it. I think he was a black belt. And he just shared all of his qualities with us. He also took some people on his airplane and flew them to various places. And I just wanted to let you know what a really, really good person he was, and how much I thought of him. And when I heard you mention his name, I just felt compelled to call in.
Mike, I'm sorry for your loss, having worked with him and known him. It seems as if he was just an extraordinary person.
He really was. To look at him, you might not think so, but to get to know him and to realize how many things he accomplished in his life and what he was doing at the time, Scoot, of his death, was what he loved to do. And I guess that's the only positive thing you can say about it.
Mike, I appreciate you sharing that with us. Yeah, you know, that's the only comfort at a time like this, is if somebody died doing what they loved doing, that's comforting, but... you know, they're still gone. Also, so from what you've seen with the Saints in the first two preseason games, what do you think? I was disappointed in Teddy Bridgewater, but it's one game. I was really impressed with Taysom Hill, but it was only one game. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We'll be right back on WWL. And on this Monday, a lot of people are being missed. Nancy Parker, former Louisiana governor, Kathleen Blanco, Franklin Augustus, who died in the plane crash with... Nancy Parker, DJ C.J. Morgan. And, I didn't even mention the fishing guide who was killed yesterday in a plane crash in Chandelier Sound, Theophile Bourgeois. And I think is that how you pronounce his name? I think that's how you pronounce. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. If not, please call me and correct me. But he was a charter boat captain. He was on Don Dubuque's show quite often, as his text reminds me. Here's a text that says, my dad taught me to fly. Nothing compares to the thrill and responsibility of operating an airplane. 2 years ago in Portland, I went up in a stunt plane. Very, very similar to the one. In fact, I'll have to post a picture of that. I went up in a stunt plane very similar to the Pitt Special that Nancy Parker and Franklin Augustus were in. And... That plane is so sensitive. I soloed when I was 16, but I didn't really have the money to continue to fly. It's always been an infatuation of mine. I would have loved to have continued. I think I got 20 hours or something like that, and just didn't have the money to continue. And then, life goes on and never had a chance to get back to it. But, don't think that's not a dream of mine to maybe get back to doing that one day. So I've always been infatuated with flying, and this stunt pilot in Portland let me fly the plane. And I had never flown a plane with a stick before. And this plane was so sensitive, and that's because it's a stunt plane, and it's aerodynamically trim. It's a bi-wing. I don't know that these planes have the ability to glide, like, say, your average Cessna, but it was a thrill to fly in that plane, different from any other plane that I've ever flown in. Here's a text that says... it is pronounced Toefield. Okay, I'm sorry. I appreciate you correcting me on that. Toefield Bourgeois. Not killed in a plane crash. And that was all over the news last night as well. If you want to join us with a comment, we're kind of talking about all that has happened. And in particular, why do you think the death of Nancy Parker? Try to explain it in your words. Why do you think the death of Nancy Parker has just attracted such widespread grief from people who didn't know her, but yet we feel like we knew her. We feel like we knew her because we spent time with her. She spent time in our homes. And there are some people on television that have this really unique ability to reach out and grab you and make you feel like they're talking to you. They make you feel like they are part of your life. And that's one of the really special things about media that sometimes doesn't get recognized. I will also have to say that, I have the utmost respect for Lee Zurich and Kim Holden. Lee Zurich and Kim Holden were on the news 5 o'clock Friday. Now, I had learned from a source that one of the people killed in the plane crash was Nancy Parker. They had to know too. But because family needed to be notified, Zurich and Holden were reading news stories, and they read that news story and just said two people died in a plane crash. And you could tell by the look on their face that they knew. And if you go back and look at that newscast, they were so somber in reading the stories. But they read the stories. They were professionals. They did the stories. They did the stories knowing that it was their friend and colleague who was killed, but they could not say anything about it. And sometimes holding back on emotion is difficult and very, very stressful. And that's why it's good for everybody to talk about this, because it was somebody who did touch our lives. From Madisonville, Blaze, welcome to the show.
Kind of off the subject, and my prayers and thoughts go out to her family. She was somebody who, when you watched, when you watched her work, you just enjoyed her. You know,
yeah,
she was
yeah.
a good person. But my comment was not to detract from what you're talking about. It is certainly a tragic thing, but I'm sorry. That's my weather alert thing. I can't turn it off on my phone.
Well, wait a minute. What's the alert? Give us the alert.
Nothing. So I just wanted to say, and I'm not trying to patronize you. It's just the truth. I'm not going to mention the vendor because I know they pay for commercials, but you just done one on about losing power. I'm not going to mention the name of the company.
All right.
I listened to your commercial. I called. Dude, I don't know if you realize this, but you are a very talented guy about getting a message across where it's an honest thing. And, you know, I've followed you. I think I've called before, told you I lived in Philadelphia when you were there. You just do a really good job. And I was wondering, did you, like, as far as the way you market things and when you talk about a vendor, because I am going to buy a generator from these people. And you're right, the one they sell is better than the one that's not made in the United States. I've already done my research. But my question is, when you do these commercials, that's what made me go call them. Have you had any training, like in sales or marketing, or is that just something you've learned with the territory of being? You know, we all have to sell stuff. You only sell stuff I know you believe in. But you did a really good job in a commercial. And I listened to it. And I said, you know, it's right. I don't feel like buying it because it's something I don't want to have to use. But I just made an appointment to go see them, and it was because of your commercial. I was just wondering how you earned that talent.
I'm a little embarrassed right now. I mean, you have just you've just paid me a tremendous compliment. I do the commercials for AU's Macy and Generation.
Why be embarrassed about something you
I don't know how to react because I take a lot of pride in everything that I do. I have studied marketing and advertising throughout my career. I've also, studied mass media and society. And I think the best thing for me to do is to experience something and then to talk to the audience as if I'm a member of the audience. What would it take for me to be interested in this? And so that's what forms the thoughts in my mind.
Well, I just wanted to tell you what a good job. I thought
appreciate
you did
it.
Personally. I called the company, made an appointment. I'm not going to mention their name because I know they pay for airtime. But, hey, look, just again, you do a wonderful job.
Hi, Blaze.
And we've lost somebody in the city here that I admire just like you. And, God bless you, Scoot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Blaze, I appreciate the comment. Wow. And that is a tremendous compliment. If you would like to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says it's because Nancy Parker was in the community. Yeah, that was part of it. But there are several reasons why the grief has been so widespread following the death of Nancy Parker. I saw the movie Blinded by the Light. This was an early Bruce Springsteen hit, originally done by Manfred Mann back in the 60s. This was a cover, and I loved the movie. There is a review that should be posted on our website, WWL.com. We'll talk about that in the final hour, and part of that conversation is going to be about what song, what artist, what lyrics inspired you or helps you get through a really difficult time. Who was it? I'm Scoot. We're coming back on WWL. And we continue to react to really the widespread grief that just erupted after it was announced that Nancy Parker from Fox 8 had been killed in that plane crash late Friday. Also passing away over the weekend was Louisiana's first and only female governor, which is Kathleen Blanco. And DJ C.J. Morgan passed away the other day. And a fishing charter guide, Tofield, I think I pronounced this right, Tofield, Tofield Bourgeois was killed in a plane crash yesterday. Also, Franklin Augustus was the stunt pilot who had taken Nancy Parker up, and he also died in that tragic crash. I am really, really embarrassed, okay? I'm going to apologize for this. Okay, I thought Manfred Mann did the original Blinded by the Light. And I think about Manfred Mann going back to the song Do-Wah-Diddy. Yeah, that song. That was a Manfred song in the 60s. But I guess I had forgotten. Now, look, you know, I've told you guys that I smoked a little pot in the 70s. Bruce Springsteen wrote and recorded Blinded by the Light in 1972. Manfred Mann, I guess this was part of their comeback that I had forgotten because I was, you know, sitting at home killing a few brain cells, was 1976. So Manfred Mann did the cover. Thank you for correcting me on that. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, text 870-870 from New Orleans. Janice, welcome to the show.
Yeah, how you doing, Scoot?
Good.
I didn't know. And then I get this phone call Saturday night, and I had heard, Fonda, one of the Fondas, had passed away, one of the people.
Yeah, Peter Fonda passed away. Yeah.
And I thought that's what the call was about. And then this person said, and so-and-so has died. And I said, who are you talking about? Who died? Oh, my God. Soon as he said, Nancy Parker, I mean, I'm getting chills right now just thinking about it. I couldn't believe it. No, Nancy, you see, I watched her for a long time over the years, not as much in the mornings, but when she used to be on the afternoon and that.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I enjoyed watching her. She was really good at her job. I enjoyed the lady. I enjoyed watching her. I even had the pleasure and the privilege of meeting her one time. She was here, like by my house across the street there, doing some story or working on something. And, I mean, oh, she just looked so pretty. She was tall. She had a beautiful dress on. Yeah. And she was so friendly. I was just surprised to see her, to get to meet her. You know, I was so happy. And she was just such a nice lady. And she was so good at her job. And, I mean, it just, yeah.
Well, Janice,
It's hard to believe. I still can't believe it.
I know. I think what you said really does explain it for so many people. As simple as it is, she was just enjoyable to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was good at her job. Very enjoyable to watch. I really liked her, you know? I mean, I know the logic said, oh, you didn't know her, you know, like personally. But still, I mean, it's just somebody comes into your house all the time
That's right.
And then you find that out. It's just a shock. It's a shocker.
It is a shocker, Janice. I appreciate the call. You know, the other thing to think about is when you travel, this really explains how closely bonded we are to even the TV anchors in the cities that we live in. When you travel and you go to another city and you put the news on, okay, it's not really your bedroom, but temporarily, that's your bedroom. The hotel room is that's your bedroom. That's your home. When you have these other TV anchors in your room with you, it feels kind of strange, doesn't it? Because you lack the comfort that you have with the ones that you have been so familiar with for so long. On our pop culture calendar today, August the 19th, is bassist for Queen John Deacon's 68th birthday. And Queen with Adam Lambert will be here tomorrow night. Understand that it's all sold out. I remember the interview that I did with a guy who is a Freddie Mercury lookalike and soundalike and really acts like him on stage. I think we're going to repost that on our social media page. So take a look at this guy, man. He was amazing. I'm Scoot. We're coming back on WWL. And also today, we wish a very happy birthday to Ivan Neville. Ivan Neville is 60 years old today. His dad was Art Neville, who recently passed away. And Ivan listens to the show on a regular basis. Last I heard, they were on tour in Japan, so they might not be in town. But we had a great conversation with Ivan Neville talking about the passing of his dad. I'm Scoot. It is a Monday afternoon. Glad you're with us. Let me get back to your calls. From Picayune, Eric, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing today, man?
I'm good.
Good. My thoughts and prayers go out to the people in New Orleans and the surrounding area and the whole state of Louisiana. I hate to
you guys lost so many important people in your community over the weekend. But anyway, it's Friday, so I'd like to talk a little Saints football with you.
Sure.
All right. Today I saw a defense that looks like it picked up right where they left off. The run defense looked outstanding.
Yeah, I really felt good about the defense in the game against the Chargers. And Von Bell really seems to be standing out, right?
He looked fantastic. That one play he made, he showed great athleticism. And I think he made a mistake, but he recovered well, and he made a great play on that ball. Yep. Hats off to Dennis Allen for turning this defense around the past couple of years. And also one more thing I'd like to say. I think we as fans are a little bit too concerned about who our future quarterback is going to be. Maybe we should just enjoy Drew Brees for a little while before we start trying to shoo him out the door and find out who our next quarterback is going to be. Let's just enjoy Drew for the next year.
Eric, that is great advice, and I am going to remind people of that throughout the season. I really appreciate you taking time to say that because you're right.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you taking my call, Scoot. Who that?
All right. Thanks, Eric. Yeah, it may not be Teddy Bridgewater. It was one game. It was a preseason game, but he was not impressive in the game against the Chargers. And Taysom Hill was really impressive. You know, sometimes I wonder if, since Taysom Hill does so many different things, if maybe people don't think of his quarterbacking skills that seriously because they think of him as doing all these other things, whereas what if he only was quarterback? I mean, he looked really sharp in the second half of that game in California. Here's a text that says, Nancy Parker sat with me every morning in my living room and drank coffee. We watched TV together. At least that's the way it felt. We're continuing to talk about the widespread grief that this area has felt over the loss of a Fox 8 reporter and journalist Nancy Parker. Also, the death of Governor Kathleen Blanco, Louisiana's only female governor, and a couple other people passed away. So we'll continue this conversation. Also, the New York police officer who was involved in the chokehold death of Eric Garner has been fired. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.